Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, hey. Spring football is coming up.
Or like XFL?
Well, no, it's like the UFL now.
Oh, they UFL. They merged.
It was a merger, yes, because they realized nobody wanted to watch either of their leagues. So then they're like,
so
hey.
So now they can get 15 viewers.
And there's still only eight teams
between
the two of them.
You're seven plus our eight viewers. That's 15. Sounds like a Sports Sunday show.
No, I would assume that we actually get more viewers or listeners than they do.
We at least get 17.
Well,
bare minimum.
It's so
total?
Sad.
Huh?
Total? Like throughout the day?
The entire
the
2 hours?
Year. Yeah.
No, the entire year.
No, throughout the day when they go back and look and stuff like that. Yeah, it's probably about 17, 18.
According to YouTube, it says 7 watching now.
Love all of you 7. Pretty sure I heard Sook say that they play all of their games in the same city. They don't even, so if they're like the Alabama Birmingham's,
it's like
or whatever,
a traveling circus.
It's essentially, no. It is not a traveling circus. They stay for the entire season, even though if you're the Memphis, whatever is you represent in that area, you don't actually play there.
So you never have fans.
You all play in one city at one stadium. This is the state of the UFL. This is sad. Oh my God. But yet we get spring football.
Well, why would any city want a professional sports team? Why would Birmingham want a professional sports team? Hell,
tricks.
Why would Portland want an MLB baseball team? What a stupid idea. Can you imagine the traffic, Rajad?
I mean, all the things to do would be terrible.
Oh, my God, so dumb. And this is what we wanted to get to, is that there was a couple events over the last few days that has me really sick and tired of our city's loser mentality of not wanting to have anything nice and just be happy with, staying in the same spot and not trying to improve or make things a little bit nicer, a little bit cooler, a little bit better. Kind of two different things for me is, one, this MLB to Portland stuff. Like, the reports came out the other day that Red Tail Golf, Portland Parks and Rec, and the MLB to Portland group are in negotiations to buy the parcel of land, the 164 acres, at Red Tail Golf. The golf course that the land sits on is owned by the city. And then Red Tail, they own the golf shop, and I'm pretty sure the driving range, and that's what they own. So it's like a deal between the three of them. And the amount of bitching and moaning about, oh, can you imagine the traffic? Oh, we don't need that. We should put it at the Lloyd Center. Oh, yeah, because there wouldn't be any traffic going there, right? Blazer games are just, in and out experiences, right? So there was that. And then I caught some flack for this on Twitter, but I don't care because I am just so sick of the way that Trailblazer fans just eat up anything that has to do that is just like second tier to the ultimate goal, and that to me is winning a championship and being a championship contender team. Is there was a sign in the stadium that some kid was holding up at the Dame game the other night when the Bucks were in town, And this kid was holding up a sign that said, "Go get your ring, then come back home." And I threw that out and I was like, I'm glad to see that these parents are raising this kid with the same loser mentality that this fan base has.
Damn, Joe.
I know, ripping on like a 7-year-old.
Stupid kid.
You idiot. Joe, you're onto something, brother.
But again, like that mentality, and it wasn't so much the kid, it was all the responses. Oh, I saw this at the game. It brought a tear to my eye. I cheered so loud for this. Like, you cheered so loud for a sign that said, "Yo, Dame, go have success somewhere else, then come back home. Go have a championship-winning experience with a different franchise, then come back to us, and then hopefully we can do that, or hopefully we can just have some good times again. Have another 60-point game, 50-point game, or you do something cool, and that's good enough for us." Like, what are we doing? Like, again, with the baseball team and then this, it's like, do we not want nice things? Do we not want to try and make this city a little bit more appealing? Like, I don't know, winning a championship, building a championship team, having multiple all-stars on your NBA franchise? Sounds like a good idea to me. Maybe we start building towards that, and maybe we hold up a sign that says, "Dame, come back home, then let's get our ring." Like, let's get a ring, then you can come back home. Let's get an MLB baseball team and have things for people to do. Have some jobs, have some uplift in the economy. And yes, that is Portland. Like, call it Tigered Beaverton. It's Southwest Portland, too, is what that I'm pretty sure falls on the city lines.
It's Tigered.
It's Multnomah.
It's Tigered. Yeah, it's deep.
But again, it just feels like we are so stuck in this mentality in this city of just like, what? No, man, so I don't want what? Meh.
I don't. We have to break, so I don't get a chance to
tell you everything.
It.
No. We don't. Whatever. Go
as
for
far
it.
As the baseball team, like, I don't care where you put the stadium. To be honest, don't give a damn. Just put it somewhere. That's my whole thing.
I'm cool to, like,
I mean, I don't care.
Being a West Sider, I want it where at the Red Tail location. But yeah, I mean, also, like, Hillsboro, Gresham, not Vancouver.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Wilsonville, Oregon, you know? City, put it somewhere.
You know, beggars can't be choosers. And it's just kind of one of those things. When we don't have it, and now we're telling them where we can and can't put it. Oh, the PPS building is this, and all this area is this. Man, who cares? Knock one of them old-ass buildings down. One of them bum-ass areas that have nothing but, like, pipes and stuff. Hey, man, knock that down and put something real there. That's that thing. I don't care about the traffic. I'll take the max. I'll take a trolley. Like, I'll get an Uber. Like, I'm not tripping about the traffic. Like, just
planes,
just
trains, automobiles.
And
let me know.
Like, watching that Dame return was... I feel like everybody forgot. Like, I feel like everybody forgot about the exit, you know, and the way, not forgot about what Dame did. Obviously, he did great things as a Blazer. Appreciate it. But let's just be honest with ourselves as Blazer fans. We don't have a Western Conference title. We don't have an All-Star Game MVP. We don't have a Most Valuable Player award. We don't have a 3-point contest championship, do we?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't know. Did he win one of
those?
Yeah,
Dame won one.
Did he win
one? Dame won one, I think, a year or two ago.
So that's the one award that we've been able to take away from,
one.
You know, from Dame, you know, and then the fact that this dude at the end of the whole run was like, I'm not going to speak on that team. In the national interviews on ESPN, I'm not going to speak on that team. You wouldn't say the Blazers name as an organization, and we gave him that, all that, that pomp and circumstance and everything the other day was kind of like, and I'm good with giving him to before the game because he deserves that. He gets all that stuff, all that adulation before the game, but every single timeout. And if you were in the building, you got a video montage every timeout. If you were watching from home, every time back from commercial, we got a Damian Lillard highlight or something like that. And I'm like, man, I get it. But let's not forget, man, like everything that was said and everything that we were doing prior to that. And I'm the running from the grind. And then you literally in one foul swoop did all the stuff that you said you would never do, like at one time. It was the craziest heel turn. It was Hulk Hogan dropping the leg on the Macho Man and joining the NWO. Like, man, I wanted to tell you I'm going to say your prayers, take your vitamins, and then did the exact opposite, you know, on the other end.
What'd you call it? The side chick mentality.
The side chick mentality. That's what we have here in Portland.
We're just happy to be here and get
peace. We're just glad to be a part of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we are as Blazer fans, and I'm over it. Like, I get it.
That mentality irks me. I think that was what frustrated me and what I was trying to vocalize throughout the process of Joe Cronin and, you know, the media telling us, hey, here's what's going to happen with Dame. You may not like it, but this is what's going on. I think I pointed this out then. You know why they do that? Because fans act like this. Because you're willing to buy tickets and go and suck down the awesome story about how nice it is to have our best franchise player back in town, which, guess what?
It's not our best.
Aside from that, it is, and that's a whole other segment, Rashad.
Whoa.
But the moment was good in a vacuum. But outside of that, as far as looking at constructing a championship roster, we haven't even been able to do that with Dame. So all the fans drinking this Kool-Aid saying, well, you know, we just got to pivot. It's time. I think we can build around Scoot. If they couldn't build around Dame, what makes you think they can build around Scoot?
And
so guess what?
The best part of the night was Scoot getting buckets was the best part of the
first half, yeah. 15 points total. But yeah, if that's not going to happen for you around Dame, then yeah, you're basically just admitting, you know what, we just like nice, fun things here. We don't want big championship-style things. We don't need those aspirations. I hate it.
Yeah, this could be a personal thing for me. Like, I'm so championship-famished. Like, my teams are the Cowboys, the Blazers, the Baltimore Orioles, the Oregon Ducks. Hell, to go a few sports further, my San Jose Sharks, right? That I only pay attention to when they're actually winning. Pittsburgh Panthers college basketball. Like, none of these teams have ever won a championship in my lifetime that I can remember. The most recent being the Cowboys in the 95-96 season when I was 4 years old. So again, like, I am dying for a championship in any capacity. And for my hometown team, if they were to win a NBA finals, like, that would be one of the more satisfying of all my fan bases, like, to have it be done in the city that I grew up in, Portland Trailblazer. Like, I think that I would want that more than any of, I mean, it's hard to rank them, but that would be up there. Like, over the Orioles, probably over the Cowboys, just because the Cowboys at least have been in the playoffs.
And that's the thing, you live here. And so, like, I'm sure you could buy a ticket to Dallas or buy a ticket to Baltimore to be able to participate in that, you know, that championship celebration, but man, they're calling off work that day that the Blazers win the championship.
Calling off work that week.
No, things are getting, like, seriously, your job is like, man, we know
state of emergency. This city might burn down.
I'm showing up drunk on the air. I'll be like, guys, I've been having beers since they won, and it ain't stopping yet.
I remember how they treated us getting the number one pick when we got Odin that time. And I remember there was a whole parade downtown for him, you know,
oh,
when we got
God,
it.
Those were the days.
But, you know, so imagine what they're going to do on Broadway Street or up and down Martin Luther King if the Blazers win a championship.
But again, like, those were the days. That's for a number one overall draft.
No, but that's because of what he meant, that we thought a championship was coming, Joe. Man. That when I say those were the days, I felt like that there was hope amongst Blazers
hope,
fans,
like,
for bigger aspirations.
Could be, yeah.
They had projected the Blazers were going to win a championship within 5 years with that
They did, and they would have. They
Odin,
would have if it was healthy.
Yeah, Odin and B. Roy and LaMarcus. Like, man, that was going to be great.
So it just sucks. Like, we – and then the mood from that game on Wednesday night, yeah, they got the win, but it was like, oh, this is a game changer. This is a game changer for this team. And then we go and lose to the Nuggets next night, and it clearly shows how far away we are. And it's like, okay, back to reality now. Like, still got a long way to go.
Yeah, we can't play Dame every night.
Back to reality. So. Whoop, there goes gravity.
Yeah, it was just brutal. Like, it was really hard to watch this fan base fall into the same trap again. Just like, oh, we just love our guys, and we're just happy to have a team and root for this young core. And Dame, I hope you come back one day, and I hope you have a ring with some other franchise. Go Bucks.
Oh, well.
I'm going to spend hundreds of dollars to go watch a game about a good story.
On a high note, we've got tons of almond roca here. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting fat off of it.
This place is lousy with the almond rocas.
Straight up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.